Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello people and welcome to the People Building Podcast on Wednesday the 4th of April 2012. So thank you for joining me on the show today. And we're going to be talking about rapport today. Our article, which I will be sharing with you, is called Lack of Rapport. And the reason why I want to share this particular article with you is because rapport is such an important thing to get right. And my belief is that during the NLP practitioner training that you may or may not have undertaken, that you're led to believe that it's something that's really easy to get right. And I think for some people it is, and for other people it is definitely much more of a challenge to identify when they have it, and more importantly when they haven't got it. And I'm going to share an example of when I have had an interaction with someone when the rapport really was not there, and it was not picked up upon, and the result that was achieved from that encounter. So I'm going to be sharing that with you after we've had our break a little bit later on. Now remember that all of the articles that are shared upon this very podcast can also be found in written word format. If you go to the People Building website, click on resources and go to the articles page. And in addition, there will be a video version of this very podcast, which you can find on our YouTube channel, which is People Building. And also on, I was going to say something else then, but forgot what it was, on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/peoplebuilding, or indeed on the homepage of the People Building website, there is a link to our latest YouTube video, so you can go see it on there, and then you can write nice little comments in the Facebook comments box underneath that said video. And I say pleasant, nice comments because, as you may or may not have seen recently in our little Facebook comments section on the People Building homepage, I did have a really rather frustrating situation with a customer. I might have mentioned this last month, I can't remember now. Yes, I'm sure I would have done. And the really rather frustrating customer then started posting nasty things on said Facebook wall. And I've only just managed to get rid of the blighter. So yes, if you're going to contribute stuff on there, please just contribute useful, important or relevant feedback. Feedback's fine, but just, you know, downright rudeness is not acceptable and will cause some issues for the both of us, really. So moving on from that, let's forget about all of that rubbish now and talk about other stuff that's going on in the world of people building. So, good news. I now have a wonderful, lovely, really rather sexy PA whose name is Kate. And Kate is a qualified NLP practitioner. She's working with me in the office currently 3 days a week. So throughout your people building interactions, you may well come across her from time to time. She is learning the ropes at the moment, so it's that sort of slightly challenging moment in time when she's learning some new skills, also learning how to use a MacBook because she's not encountered one of those before either. And and just starting to learn all our tricky systems and stuff that we do, and all the various tons of content that we pump out there into the outside world. So Kate will, I'm sure, soon be up to speed and able to help you with any inquiries that you might have. Meanwhile, our total number of NLP for kids practitioners has quietly crept up to a really rather conservative 29. So we've now got 29 practitioners dotted around the UK and overseas. We have our latest additions are to Leeds, to Edgware, I think, to Walthamstow, and to, I think, Welwyn Garden City in Hertfordshire. So just up the road from where my office is. So those were our new additions to the team, and something that I think I probably failed to mention about joining the NLP for Kids team and why this is such a wonderful offering that we're making is that if you are not yet NLP practitioner qualified, we provide you with that training for free. For free. So, totally and completely free NLP practitioner training. It's a 7-day training course. It's fully accredited by all the big NLP training schools. And if you're NLP qualified already and you're interested in joining the NLP for Kids team, then you can either use that free NLP prac training as a refresher, should you feel that you need one, or you can sell it on eBay because, quite frankly, we're running the courses anyway. And if it means that you get to make some money back from what you've invested in the NLP for Kids program, then you should easily be able to sell that NLP practitioner training at a reasonable cost. We sell it for £2,500. You might be able to sell it for a little less or somewhere quite near that figure. See what you can do. So, free NLP practitioner training for anyone who wants it. And you have to be obviously ready and willing to sign up to become part of the NLP for Kids team too. So basically, there are no barriers to becoming an NLP for Kids practitioner, providing you are someone who is sensible and safe to work with children. Then we would love to have some contact with you. Our next NLP for Kids event is yet to be decided, but there will be one coming up within the next 4 or 5 weeks. And what we're aiming to do now is to do one of those every month because we've got so much interest coming in for NLP for Kids, and it just seems like a brilliant way forward. So, of course, the regular NLP practitioner training does continue. We still provide that, and we've got one of those coming up in the next couple of weeks, actually. And we've also got, I've said this before, but I'm going to keep mentioning this one because it's important that if you want it, that you must take some action on this. It's my last NLP Master Practitioner training this year. So when I say it's my last one, I mean I am not teaching it again. This is the last time I will be teaching NLP Master Practitioner training. So if you want it, you need to come and get it before it goes for good. The training is taking place in late October, I think. You can head on over to the People Building calendar for the information about that, about the dates of that one. If you go to the People Building homepage, down the right-hand column, you will see the calendar there, and there you can find out the dates of all of our upcoming training, including the next couple of practitioner courses and our very last NLP Master Practitioner training, which I'm sure will be a very sentimental affair for me because I put a lot of effort into creating that course, and I've had some good times teaching it. So I will be sorry to no longer be teaching it, but equally, all good things must come to an end, and my NLP Master Practitioner days are now over. So if you want that course, make sure you get in touch because it will be gone before you know it. We're having a quick break now and then back for our article. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack. Plus, you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP, and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. Okay, so here is our article for today. It is called Lack of Rapport. Rapport comes and goes. There's a misunderstanding that once you have developed it, that's it. No further rapport building is required, and one can simply forget about it. Wrong. Rapport comes and goes. Its strength increases and decreases dependent on the state of the person you're communicating with, your state, the topic of the conversation, with the environment, and many other forgotten influencing factors. Many people believe that the simple skill of matching and mirroring is enough, that if the other party is replying politely, that this in itself is rapport. This is not the case. Rapport is nothing without sensory acuity, the ability to notice the subtle psychological, external and internal indicators that you have moved someone from disconnected to you to connected, or from connected to even more connected. Last year, my company was participating in an exhibition where there were many personal development and NLP types attending. As I was in charge of the exhibition stand, it was part of my job to be friendly and interact with people in order to help them develop an interest in the products and services we had to offer there. One particular customer that approached me introduced himself as a hypnotherapist. Being a hypnotherapist myself, I have a good understanding of the degree of rapport required to help someone get themselves to access a trance state. It's a significant amount of rapport. For example, first I need to listen to the client so they feel they've been heard and that I have been respectful towards them. I don't then launch into my Paul McKenna hypnotic voice. That would be very odd if I did. Instead, I have to start at the same pace of where that client is currently and take them on the journey to a relaxed state. I'm sure I've used the example elsewhere before, but to put it simply, you can't be at the top of the relaxation mountain, calling down to your client who's currently at the bottom and say, "Come on up here, it's great." They can't get there on their own. They don't know the way. You have to leave the mountain, go to where they are, and show them the way up, should they like to follow you. So going back to the exhibition, this man approached me and he said he was a hypnotherapist, to which I replied something like, "Cool." My new hypnotherapist friend took this and perhaps other imagined visual clues from me as a green for go signal that we had achieved rapport with each other and began saying things like, "And the amazing thing about hypnosis is you can be talking or listening whilst in trance and not even know, you know," all said in a slow and sleepy voice. Now, I may well have been in trance after 3 days in an exhibition hall with no natural daylight, but it certainly wasn't his trance I was in. So, in a brisk and upbeat voice, completely mismatching the one he'd been using on me, I said something along the lines of, "Great, and I hear you've been practicing your hypnotherapist voice. Well done, it sounds great." To which he said in a slow and sleepy voice, "Yes, and you can hear my voice. And wherever you go," fearing that the sentence was about to end with, "My voice will go with you," I rudely interrupted once again and said, "Are you trying to hypnotise me, only I'm a bit busy running an exhibition stand right now?" Of course, he gave it another stab, saying something about me already being hypnotised by him, at which point I reached out my hand and said, "Thank you for visiting our stand and enjoy the rest of the event." I eventually managed to get my hand out of his grasp and successfully hid from him each time he passed our stand from that point onwards. Rapport should not be a one-way affair. In order to realise whether you've got it or not, the sensory acuity must be running and evaluating constantly in the background. You must achieve one, or ideally more, of the following indicators of rapport. 1. The other person experiences a colour change. They may glow as if a warmness towards you is activated within their system. 2. They say something that verbalises the rapport is there. They may be particularly agreeable, supportive, or say that they feel very connected to you. 3. You get an internal feeling. For me, this is the strongest indicator. I can only describe it as a feeling of ease. 4. You are able to lead them, either from the state they are in to another one, or from a topic of conversation to another one. So I do wonder what happens when overly keen hypnotherapists hoping to experiment with rapid inductions on members of the public believe they have rapport when really they have not. I don't suppose much can be achieved with unrequited rapport. So let's all make an effort to evaluate the feedback we receive from others so that we can establish whether the rapport we had was real or imagined. Now, we're running short on time, so I'm going to skip the advert and we are going to burst straight into our relaxation session right now. So here's how it works. If you are currently driving, operating machinery, or it is at any point for you in time right now where you need to be awake and alert, you should not listen to this section of the podcast. If, however, you are in a situation where you're able to comfortably, safely, and easily relax, then I would like you to begin to do that now. So you can do that relaxation. You can begin getting yourself into that state simply by allowing your body to relax into a comfortable position. And then just as soon as you're ready, I would like you to take some wonderfully deep relaxing breaths. So a nice deep breath in, and then really releasing all of that air with a nice ha breath, and let all of that air come out. So a nice deep relaxing breath in, and then letting it go. That's good. Do a couple more of those for me. And as you do, the twinkly music will begin to sound in the background. And as soon as you hear that twinkly music beginning, then I would like you to close your eyes. And just allow that comfortably relaxed feeling to soothe and move down and through your body from the top of your head, through your eyes, your nose, your mouth, into the throat, the neck, down and down into the shoulders, down the arms to the fingers, down through the chest, into the tummy, through the back, into the hips and the thighs, moving and soothing down through the legs. Relaxing all the way down to the tips of your toes. And as that warm, comfortable, or cooling relaxation spreads down through your body, your mind will become very sensitive to my suggestions for improvement, positive change, and well-being. Knowing now that you can relax as completely and deeply as you want to. With that mind, listening, learning. Because there are parts of your mind now building rapport with other parts that you had forgotten to think about. Problems forming rapport with solutions. Challenges gaining rapport with results. Your mind gaining rapport with your body. And if any part of your mind or your body has been out of rapport with the rest of you. It's time now to bring it all together. You can be at one with yourself. Reconnecting. At peace with yourself now. Comfortably calm in that state of oneness as things reform, fuse together, and the rapport within yourself is achieved. These wonderful suggestions are firmly embedded in the unconscious part of your mind and are taking a greater and more lasting impact every day and in every way. And they are embedding themselves even now as I count back from 5 up to 1. And when I reach one, it will be time for you to open your eyes and be fully and completely awake and alert. So starting now at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2, and 1, with eyes wide open now, wide awake, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Excellent. Lovely relaxing. I quite enjoyed doing that little session of relaxation there. In fact, as I record this, I'm laying down on my sofa in my pyjamas. There you go. It's a nice little visual image to stay with you for the rest of the day. So, obviously, I won't be doing the video today, but I will be speaking to you guys again in 1 month's time on the first Wednesday in the month of May. So have a wonderful month, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.